Hello, Ed Bell with you here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Later on the show, film critic Dan Hudak previews the Palm Beach International Film Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Now, contributor Judith Bishop takes a look at the exciting new exhibition coming to the Frost Art Museum at FIU.
When the Smithsonian mounts a traveling show, smaller museums all over the country are honored with a spot on the A-list. Here in South Florida, the Patricia and Philip Frost Museum on the campus of Florida International University will soon host a highly praised Smithsonian exhibition. It's called Our America, the Latino Presence in American Art. That's a perfect fit for Miami, a city that values and nurtures the Latino experience. Around 85 works of art created here in the United States by contemporary Latino artists will be on display at the Frost from April 2nd to June 22nd. Visitors will see a variety of styles, from abstract expressionism to conceptual art and performance art as well. In addition, there will be more traditional genres, including landscape, portraiture, and sculpture. Over 62 featured artists will represent echoes of their Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Dominican descent. Their art weaves ancestral cultures with their assimilation into the American mosaic. Many of the pieces belong to the Smithsonian's permanent collection and were acquired by curator E. Carmen Ramos. When she was hired by the Smithsonian, her goal was to expand the Latino facet of their world-famous collection, and she has done just that. E. Carmen Ramos is our guest today with a curator's perspective on the new exhibition at the Frost Museum. E. Carmen Ramos, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. It sounds to me like you have a dream job. You're an art scholar, you're working in the Smithsonian, you're of Latin descent, and your principal duty at this world-famous institution is to acquire Latino art and then mount exhibitions. It sounds pretty perfect.
Absolutely. I've been enjoying my job since I've been here. I've been at the Smithsonian for a little over 3 years, and my major project has been Our America, the Latino Presence in American Art, that's soon going to open at the Frost Art Museum, and I'm delighted that it's going to that venue.
We are too. Now, when you first interviewed at the Smithsonian, what did you say to win them over, and how are the goals that you set for yourself being accomplished at this point?
I conveyed the fact that I believe that Latino artists are American artists. I work for the Smithsonian American Art Museum, which is a museum that's devoted to the art of the United States. And I firmly believe, and my scholarship has revealed, that Latino artists are very much part of a community of American artists working here in this country. And I think I conveyed to them the importance of really positioning Latino art from that perspective. If you look at many exhibitions of Latino art in recent years, it's often associated with Latin American art. And my work here at the museum is really to sort of look at the other half of that equation, to look at the relationship between Latino art and the national context in which it's born, which is the United States.
It sounds to me like you have a balancing act, and a difficult one, because you have to represent in your selections a wide variety of countries and a wide variety of artistic media. So what criteria do you use in making those determinations?
Well, for this particular exhibition, which is different than acquiring works for our general collection, which is much broader, I really focused on the period since the mid-20th century, when an idea of a Latino or Mexican-American or Puerto Rican or Cuban-American art really starts to emerge. So in many ways, history led me to make certain selections. I was very interested in identifying works by artists that really had a connection to the movements of American art, as well as artists who recalibrated key themes in American art and culture. So selecting works for this exhibition were very much focused on trying to tell a particular story about the development of this field that we now call Latino art.
There are about 85 works of art in the show. Are there any underlying themes that uniquely reflect the Latin experience here in the United States?
I think yes and no. I think there are many artists who, for example, came of age during and after the Civil Rights Movement and have explored issues of politics and Latino identity. And there are others who are working before that period, you know, figures like Carmen Herrera, who came to the United States in 1935 from Havana, Cuba, and really was part of a large international scene of artists that were interested in geometric abstraction. So I think that there's a range of work that reveals many Latino artists who are interested in exploring aspects of their cultural heritage, issues of politics and living in the United States, as well as those that have other concerns, many of them tied to their particular genre of interest or their medium, or to key sort of subjects and themes within the history of American art, like the landscape, for example.
Lots of things to figure into the equation there. One question that strikes me is that, like all the other waves of immigration, Latino immigrants often live the American dream and become inspiring success stories. But like other groups, others are subjected to poverty and prejudice. Is there what you might call a dark side of the assimilation story that's reflected in this exhibition?
I think there's a complex story of migration that is told in the exhibition. There's a whole section, in fact, in the exhibition called Migrating Through History. And it looks at how Latino artists have explored this idea, this basic idea of our culture, which is that we are a nation of immigrants. Well, for many Latinos, they were not immigrants. Puerto Ricans, for example, became American citizens in 1917 after having been occupied by the United States since the Spanish-American War in 1898. Mexican-Americans living in the Southwest became Americans overnight after the Mexican-American War. So the path to becoming American is not always even through a history of immigration. So there are many works in the exhibition that explore that complexity and the ways in which that history has not really figured in the history of American art and culture.
Talk us through some of the highlights of the exhibition, some of your favorite pieces, and some of the major artists who are represented.
There's a wonderful work in the exhibition called Cowboy and Indian Film by Rafael Montañez Ortiz, who is also known as the founder of El Museo del Barrio. And he was a practicing abstract expressionist working in New York City in the 1950s when he became interested in film and using film as the medium for his own art. Like many artists working in that period who were also interested in film, he didn't have enough money to make his own film. So he purchased existing films and found a way to alter them and then project them as his own work. At the time, he was also exploring his own Yaqui ancestry, and he began to incorporate ritual into his art making. So he took a tomahawk, which was or is a an implement that we associate with Native American culture, and he took a film, Winchester 73, which is a very well-known cowboy and Indian film from the 1950s, and he took the tomahawk and chopped it up, put it in a medicine bag, shook it up, re-pieced it together again, and then screened it as his own film. And it's an amazingly hypnotic work where the narrative and the soundtrack of this film are completely altered. And it's meant in many ways as a critique of the ideas of Western expansion, the idea that cowboys are good and Indians are bad. It was a real critique to the myth of the cowboy in American history. Well, that's definitely one of my favorite pieces.
That sounds terrific and worth seeing that at the exhibition for sure. There's a question also in the art world at large that women painters and sculptors are often underrepresented. Is this also true in Latin art, and are maybe the growing number of women curators making a real difference?
I think that the fact that this exhibition focuses on the period from the mid-20th century and on is a very significant in sort of exploring issues of gender and how they play out in this exhibition. There are many works by women artists in our America. Many of the most, the works that dominate sort of the square footage of the exhibition, in fact, are by many women artists, some of the largest works in the show. And I think that the field of Latino art emerges really and coincides with feminism, you know, and with the increasing presence of women artists in the art world. So in our exhibition, There are actually many works by women artists, artists like Carmen Herrera, who I've already mentioned, younger artists like Teresita Fernandez, who is originally from Miami, Florida, other artists like Maria Magdalena Campos Pons, another Cuban-American artist who's based in Boston. So there's a really strong presence of women artists in our America.
Well, we look forward to seeing Our America at the Frost, and we thank you for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
The exhibition opens at the Patricia and Philip Frost Museum on April 2nd, and it closes June 22nd. The museum is located on the campus of Florida International University here in Miami. For more information, log on to thefrost.fiu.edu or telephone 305-348-2890. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.